I'm here to improve my japa. And I hope in the process that others will also be able to go deeper in their relationship with the Holy Name and in their relationships with their fellow chanters, servants of the Holy Name. It's both an individual effort and a collective process. It's true, as death approaches, we do think, well, of course, that's also a bit of an illusion, because death could come at any moment, but as we get older, we are more conscious of the fact that even in ordinary course, we're getting closer to the time of death. And at the time of death, it's just us and Krishna and our higher authorities in Krishna consciousness. So we really want to be strong in that relationship, because at the time of death, the body's functions are completely disrupted. And we don't have all the favorable conditions necessarily. So it really depends on the depth of our attachment to Krishna and Krishna's mercy. I have a god brother who was driving a car many years ago, and the car stalled on railway tracks. And, you know, naturally he was fiddling with the ignition and, you know, trying to get the car to go. And, you know, suddenly he looked up and he saw that a train was really bearing down on the car, on him in the car. And he realized there was no time to get the car started, and there's no time for him to get out of the car. So the car, the train rammed into the car, and you know, he thought this is the end. And so he started to chant Krishna, Krishna. And then at the last moment, he thought of his wife. What will happen to my wife? And then that was it. He blacked out. Fortunately, he lived to tell the story. But the story does illustrate how fickle the mind can be. And usually, you know, the mind will end up on that object to which it's most attached, or to which we are most attached. And so it's like dreaming, you know. When you dream, you can't really control your mind by a conscious effort. It's more what's in your heart. It comes out in the dream. So it's really a very big challenge to be prepared for the time of death and to be so attached to Krishna that the mind will stay on Krishna, on the Holy Name at the final moment. But there is Krishna's mercy, no doubt, Srila Prabhupada's mercy. But we should... there's some saying like you should work as if everything depended on you and pray as if everything depended on God. So we have to do both. And this is an opportunity to practice. Hare Krishna.